Blog Talk Radio.
If you know his record is good, hold the music tab and somebody release. My God is still a champion. Yeah. Let's go, Ted. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
The train fills the temple, defender of my banner. He swore to lay the dragon. I'm free.
Today is because of the Lord's mercies. We are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. We thank him for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. And as you know, Global Gospel is here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And certainly we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. And certainly we start out today with Kalante Gavin. His record is good. And certainly there is nothing that we can say bad about God, because he's even a good God, even on a bad day. And certainly we give him glory, honor, and all of the praise. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let them know that we are here live and on the air. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. You can only listen to that at the conclusion of this episode, but we're here live on Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in number in studio when we open up the lines for you, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we do look forward to hearing from you within the hour. We want you to connect with us on social media. On Facebook, it is Global Gospel. On Twitter, Global Gospel. On Tumblr, Global Gospel. On Instagram, Global Gospel. And if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. Please connect with us there. To write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is Hempstead, New York, where zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly look forward to hearing from you. Perhaps you have a testimony. You may be an entrepreneur. You may be an author. You may be a musician. You may be a community activist or leader. Certainly you may have a gift that you need to share with the rest of the world. Certainly we encourage you to connect with us, and certainly we will be delighted to connect with you as well. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to our sponsors on today, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Grandma Etta's Quilting, Melanated Beards, Third Lounge, MPT Enterprise. We thank God for you, and for you. Shout out today to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Bradley family, the Hernandez family, the Jones family, the Cox family, the Natalie family, the Bigby family, the Washington family, the Mack family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Wiggins family, the Locke family, the Bedell family, the Wilson family, the Fells family, the Stevenson family, the Cox family, the Robinson family, the Furman family, the Brinson family, the Odom family, the Carter family, the Brooks family, the Robinson family, the Glenn family, the Hartley family, the Sultan family. Listen, we thank God for all of you, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Washington, D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, and Michigan. And certainly then we thank God for those that are listening around the world, Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Brazil, Suriname, Uruguay, Argentina, the Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Republic of the Congo, South Africa, Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, Hungary, Switzerland, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, the United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, Australia, those that are listening around the world. If I called you, if I didn't call you, certainly we still thank God for you. Continue to listen in and be blessed. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Today we came to share with you the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, certainly that he was born, that he lived, that he died, and that he shed his blood for our sins, but certainly he rose with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And so the message today for you is to be encouraged. Keep looking up. If you're down and out, if you're oppressed, if you're suicidal, if you're homeless, certainly the gospel is comprehensive. It is here today for you to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, to set you free, and to encourage you. There is nothing too hard for God. He does all things well, and certainly he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that works within us. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And certainly we want you to be encouraged on today, knowing that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And certainly we have a special guest to share with us in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break, and after this selection, you will be hearing from our special guest on today. Our special guest on today. Stay tuned.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Afternoon special guest.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me as a special guest on the show. And I'm looking forward to being on here the next hour or so.
All right, all right. Well, we thank you that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule to share with us here on today. And so perhaps the audience, maybe they didn't read the headline, maybe they didn't catch your voice. Tell our listening audience who you are.
Okay, my name is Dietrich Helsey. I am a talk show host, a playwright, director, and producer. My show is Sister Talk TV Show, and it's about African women, four African women. We sit around the round table, and we talk about what's happening in our community. It's raw. We don't hold back. And we have entertainment, and we're just not another talk show. We are a great talk show that have men on there also. We want their point of view as well. So we're on a hiatus at this moment because of the play or the musical that we're doing, Whose Side Are You On? So Zaki Z. Starman is the executive producer, and I am the co-producer of Sister Talk TV Show. But Whose Side Are You On is my baby. And with me, who has joined the writing of Whose Side Are You On, as far as the music is concerned, is Steve Wallace. Steve Wallace is an award-winning composer. Right now, he's out touring the world for a year. He was going to be the musical director. So we have in his place Jelani Dream. He's a young man, about 22, 23 years old. He's engaged, and he's the music director. We have a fantastic cast. We have Amir Harris. I believe he is part of the Wu-Tang Clan. That's the American Saga cast in season 2. He's a young man. He's a very good actor, very professional, and also I'm so lucky to have him. Also we have with us also is my ride and die people, I call David Givens Jr. He has been with me from pretty much the conception of Whose Side Are You On when I decided to put this out there. He is the stage production manager, the fight coordinator. Yeah, we do have a little bit of that because the play, the musical is about gang and gun violence. I'll get to that later. But also we have Ahmad Simmons, who is the one of the leading cast members, fantastic actor. He went to school for theater, film, and what have you. We have Diamond Pearl. That's my another ride or die person. She's the stage manager and also the associate producer. She's my everything. That song, You're My Everything, that's Diamond Pearl Jones. Also, we have Dana McBroom Mano. You know, I don't know if your listeners remember the song. I'm quite sure you do. Pull Up to Your Bumper, Baby by Grace Jones. You remember that? Do you know that?
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
Anyway,
they're listening. They remember. Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. She wrote that. And Robert Kay, fantastic actor, also living in New York City. Jared Bazemore, I found him. He won a community singing contest. He sang the Mariah Carey song. Also, we have guest Kevin Dooley. He's one of the mime dancers. Yvonne Brooks, she's one of the leading actresses. She's fresh out of school, and she landed a role here. Whose Side Are You On? Davin Burnett, who's part of the Salem United Methodist Church, where we are having the play, the musical at. And Troy Weeks, Jr., he makes his round around New York City singing and preaching the gospel. He is a minister. And so that's our cast. And Whose Side Are You On? I know I love to talk, you all. But
okay.
Whose Side Are You On is about combating gang and gun violence. It's about a young man who's at a crossroads. Should he return to the church or stay with the gang who avenged his father's murder? Whose Side Are You On? Again, it's hip-hop gospel musical.
Awesome,
okay,
awesome. Awesome. You listen, we have a few minutes for you to talk. Okay, so this is really awesome. You are doing great things with a lot of great people. And certainly we know that a lot of work goes into this. Now, we can talk about, since we're talking about who's on the Lord's side, we'll start there, then we'll go back a little bit. Now, how did this come about? Did you wake up one morning and say, listen, I have an idea, I had a dream, or was this something that was, it's been a lifelong passion of yours? How did whose Side Are You On come about?
Well, I will say this, that the Lamar, my lifelong passion was to be an actress.
Okay.
Went to Hollywood. Couldn't take it. I couldn't just take it for whatever reason. Bless those who couldn't. That's what I will say. But I came back home, you know.
Okay. There's no place like home.
Yeah, no place like home under my parents' wings. But some years ago, not long ago, Reverend Ermine Johnson out of Washington, D.C., he's my best friend's father. He asked me to write a play about gangs. And I said, sure. And he just said it's about a child who grew up in the church, joined a gang, and came back. So I said, okay, I could do that. You know, I wrote a skeleton play. I gave it to them saying, oh, it's another church play. I'm back to New York City. He passed away of cancer, so he never was able to produce the play. So I did wake up one morning in the middle of the night, and it was like I was sleepwalking. I grabbed the script, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, I just started working on it more and more. And I said, okay, I'm going to do this in New York City in honor of him. But Sister Talk and other things were in the way, and I never really got into producing the play until I met a young man in my building. He was a foster child. He had just turned 18. No, he was 17 when I met him. And we were talking passing, but there was this bond between us. I have no idea what it was. And I remember telling my better half, Doc Easy Starman, look, we're going to adopt him. I knew he was 17. I said, we are going to adopt him. And like he was like, okay. And before I could tell him that, I was in Washington, D.C. visiting my parents. I felt something warm on my body, on my side, my right side. And I got dizzy for a moment. And I said, you know, there's something here. And I thought it was my father's spirit. And I said, no, that's not Daddy's. So I went on my way, and I said, there's somebody here, you know. I went on my way. And then the next day I got a phone call saying that he was hit by a train running from the police. Now, mind you, that it was devastating to me. And I got in the corner of my parents' house, and I cried. But when I got back home, I did my research, how did he die, what happened. I heard that he didn't have to run from the police, but he ran. He ran into the subway system and was hit by the train. I don't know why. But I did not know his name while we were talking in passing, when I was encouraging him. But I found out his name was Lamont. And this was before COVID. And Lamont, I said, oh, my gracious, Lamont is the lead character of the of my play, my musical. So I dropped everything, had negative zero in the bank. And I said, you know, I'm going to produce that. And God was with me. It was produced. That in about, I'd say, the following year, it was produced.
Okay.
So I felt like after that, it was a calling. This was something I had to do. I was on this road. It wasn't by choice. You ever heard the saying, it may be your plan, but it's God's plan?
Right.
I believe every mistake that I have made was not God's plan. That was my plan. Every road that I had traveled that I felt was a dead end was not my plan. But in some ways, maybe it was God's plan for me to develop to who I am today. So that's how it came into fruition. Who saw the new one?
Wow. And
gang and guns on me.
We always say God works through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And certainly some of our greatest moments in life come out of some type of pain or some type of trauma. And, you know, and we see from the human side, it's so unfortunate that this had to happen, but God still has a plan. And that's the amazing
Absolutely.
Thing. it's so amazing how that would come out like that with that character, and you had no knowledge. But I think it was a good thing that, listen, you were letting your light shine, even though you didn't know this person's name. You know, it doesn't cost much just to be nice to people. And I think in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, people forget to just be nice. Just be nice. Speak to somebody. Say hello. You know, or try to get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? But it's so that's a great thing. So whose side are you on? Now, you told us all some of the participants in that. Now, where can this be? Where can we have the full experience?
Well, the full experience will be at Salem United Methodist Church in Harlem, 2190 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. It's from November the 10th through the 12th. Friday, we have a 7:30 p.m. show. Saturday and Sunday are matinee at 2 o'clock p.m. Tickets are from $15 to $30. You can come on my website at wsayo.org and contact me for group rates and what have you. Also, you can call me at 646-481-1231. That's 646-481-1231. I will say this, and, you know, I really feel this is from the power that be, God. The writing is fantastic. The music is fantastic. Steve and I did a wonderful, great job. Steve Wallace, the people that have come on this set, on this production, I never would have dreamt. Somebody like Steve Wallace, who's very busy, who has worked with the likes of Jay-Z. He's an opera singer. He could do anything, you know, hip-hop, R&B, opera. He came and he did compose the music and rearrange some of the lyrics and all that. He did a fantastic job. Amira Harris, the young man who's busy, who said, "I got you." You know, he was on Wu-Tang season 2. I know his agent is calling him. He is there for me, and he's taking pictures for social media. All these great people, David and Diamond, and not to mention, you know, just, I got to say the names, Ivane, Troy, Devon, Jelani, all these people who want to see this be a success. Even Salem United Methodist Church, my contact person, Barbara Miller, who runs the food pantry there, she's making sure that I get what I need at the church. She's the blood, one of the people, the blood that runs through the veins of Salem United Methodist Church. And also I want to give my shout out to Reverend Dr. Marvin Moss, who I just walked in his church earlier this year, and I said, I want to do a musical here about Gang and Guns Out. And he just looked at my face and said, and saw the sincerity and said, okay. But he left. But Reverend Dr. Joseph V. Crockett has taken on the torch and has continued to let me use the space to have you all and to spread you all there as audience members and also to spread the word.
Awesome, awesome. And so I think this is awesome thing that you're doing. Now on Sister, you briefly mentioned Sister Talk, but on Sister Talk, one of your episodes you had as a guest a young man who had lost his son too. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I can't think of his name offhand. I'm so sorry about that. But
that's
he was
okay.
A fellow actor. He was a fellow actor when I first got to New York City, and we performed together in Lower East Side of New York City of Mary Baraka's play, Election Machine Warehouse. His son was shot by a 14-year-old on the orders of a 30-something-year-old man. who was a popular rap artist, which he could not say his name because they're still in court. But this guy, this 37-year-old man, is in jail now.
Right.
But, you know, for that just shook his world. That was his son, his only son, his probably only child. To mm-hmm. lose somebody like that, I could not even imagine. Although I already left my future son that I felt like I was going to adopt. You know, now that I'm really, really involved into the emotions and what's happening in our community per se, I just feel that everybody is obligated, especially us, to try to do something. I write. I act. And if you feel that you don't have that type of talent, there's other talents you may have that you don't know. And it's okay if you're not good with people or children or what have you. Just walking down the street with your head held high and being the king and queen that you are is sure enough of an example of some child saying, wow, I like how she walked. I like how she carried herself. I like how him or her talk and what have you. That's what it's all about. Teachers, you know, there were some teachers that when I was growing up, I liked to emulate. People in my family that I wanted to emulate that were on a positive path. I think
right.
if you feel that you can't do that, do that. Watch how you carry yourself. That's how I look at it, yeah.
Awesome, and that is a great thing that you are bringing these issues to the forefront for our community, because there are so many stories in our community that aren't being told. And so as you produce and as you write and as you talk in your talk show, what are some of the other issues that face our community that you have been allowed to bring to the forefront through what you do?
With the talk show, Sister Talk TV show, what we try to do is bring sisters out, black sisters out, to talk about issues that are really not on mainstream media. We talk about how we carry ourselves, yes. How we think of ourselves, yes. We highlight people that are doing, women and men that are doing positive actions in our community. That's what we do. And also, like I said, we have entertainment too. We have people, we have had rappers on the show. We mm-hmm. have had gospel singers, R&B, and musical theater. Also, we have had politicians, doctors talking about women's health on the show. And right now we're in hiatus, but we will be back. We will be back after, you know, this weekend, the weekend of the show. I am going to sit down and be back and come up with other topics we need to do.
Right. And the great...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was saying... since I've been walking this earth and where I am now, I feel as for the black community, although we have made progress, we have to really change our mentality. And that's what my next challenge is, to challenge how can we as a people change our mentality towards each other. I believe some of the resources are there for us, And I have an issue with that also, changing my mentality. But we have to get this defeatist attitude out of our system. We have to stop blaming they, them, who, what. And we really have to take a look in the mirror. There are people who have died in the civil rights movement, the radical movement, for us to be standing where we are today. And nobody, hear me now to your viewers out there, nobody's going to help us unless they see you helping yourself. But we got to start with the person in the mirror.
Totally agree. And positive self-image is something that we definitely have to keep in perspective at all time, because the world portrays an image that isn't necessarily true. And in so many ways, the street life has been glorified. And certainly we know that it's not what it looks like. It's not what Hollywood says it is. And you mentioned Hollywood, and I'm sure you don't have time to talk about Hollywood today, but, and we're not here to talk about Hollywood today, but you mentioned how Hollywood just wasn't, it just wasn't right for you. But, you know, the thing is, sometimes God puts us in places where we don't have to compromise what we believe, and we can be free to express ourselves and not express other people's ideas, thoughts, or opinions, because sometimes some environments that we try to put ourselves in can be very controlling, and then we can't be who we really want to be. So I think that that's an interesting point, how you brought these, like, Hollywood just didn't work for us. But
yeah,
but I understand. I understand.
Mm-hmm. I used to blame Hollywood, this and this and that, but I had to really take a look in the mirror. It didn't fit. It just didn't fit.
Right.
And I sort of ran from Hollywood. Let me get out of here, please. But it worked for some people.
Right.
It worked for Denzel Washington. It worked for Viola Davis. It worked for Oprah Winfrey. You know, and they put out positive or great stuff out there. You know, some people can't, that wasn't my playing ground. And I see that now.
Listen, we understand. what we're going to do is we are going to take a brief break, and then we'll come back. And certainly we want our listening audience to know that the lines are open, 619-924-0800. The lines are open, and you can call in, and if you have a question or if you have a concern that you want to know a little more about, and we'll come back and talk some more about some other things that are going on. Zora Speaks, Letters to Our Daughters. All right, so stay tuned, audience. We'll be back. This is Yolanda Adams. Still, I rise.
Thank you.
back with Deetra Kelsey. And so I think that's a perfect place to start talking about your faith journey. And I know that you are a fan of Yolanda Adams and Marvin Sapp, and we tried to put a little bit of that in there. So tell us, Still I Rise, Yolanda Adams, what does that mean to you?
Oh, wow. That's heavy, man. That's heavy. I will say this. I've been through a lot on my journey to where I'm at right now. And I'm on another journey. I sometimes wonder why I'm still standing, why I'm here talking to you. And there's no other person that I can think of than Jesus Christ. Sometimes the visions that I have, or that young man, Lamont, hugging me, something hugged me, I feel that there's something more, that I'm here for a reason. I'm here to create. I'm here to spread the gift of God, which is love. I'm still here. And I've been through some crazy stuff in L.A., been through some stuff here in New York, and, of course, Washington, D.C. I drove all the way from D.C. to L.A. I recommend everybody do that. Take a cross-country trip. It's beautiful. And you see how, also you see, meet and see other people. And the world is a good place if you mind your business. The world is a good place. And people are genuinely good people, you know. And I drove back. I drove to L.A. with $200 in my pocket, sleeping on the floor of my roommate. But I was young then. That was okay for me. And I drove back with hardly nothing. I knew I had to leave. I'm getting out of here. So it's a journey of dealing with people that are hurt. Hurt people are hurt. I was hurt also. And I've hurt people. And, you know, I guess that's what the prayer is about. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We're not immune to being human. Mm-hmm. But once you realize that, whose side are you on? That's what it's all about. You know, you have to make a choice. Everybody comes to a crossroad, either good or bad, right or wrong, salvation or damnation. Which way, one are you going to choose? Damon, the antagonist in the play, he tells his mother, Mama, I've done so much, I'm going straight to hell. But his mother tries to tell him, God can still forgive you. But he doesn't believe that. I know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's where my faith is. Although, you know, I've gone through some hurdles. And I'm still here. And I usually go by faith, not by sight, which is crazy. It is crazy. But that's my MO. That's what I do, especially when it comes to my art. Oh, I may not have a dime in my pocket, but damn it, I'm so sorry. But daggone it, it's going to happen.
Listen, that's all about faith. That is faith. Listen.
Yeah.
Faith puts us in places that we couldn't possibly see it with our natural eye or with our thoughts or with our understanding. And that's the good thing, is that faith is where God kicks in. He's there all the time, but that's really where, you know, if you have nothing else, you have God.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. a great thing. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you, audience, 619-924-0800. I do have a caller. Caller, are you listening in, or would you like to say something? Hello?
I'm just listening in, but this is Diamond Jones that Deetra mentioned. Hi, everybody.
Is this the Diamond Jones?
Hey, Diamond.
Yes.
So I know you have something to say, right?
I'm just very excited to be a part of this play. I'm very grateful. I'll give a quick story. When I first auditioned for the play, I was still a teenager. I was just out of high school. And Dietra was looking for a more mature cast, but she told me one day she was tossing and turning in her bed, and God was just telling her to call me back. And I was an understudy at first, and the person that was the main character ended up being not able to do it. And I ended up playing the role, and it was a real blessing to be a part of it before, and I'm very excited to be a part of it now. So grateful to Dietra, and thank you guys for having us on today.
Awesome.
Well, right. Let me say this. When I was tossed and turning in the bed, I didn't really offer the other person the role. Diamond kept coming in my mind. So I did offer it to Diamond first. And I offered the other person the other understudy. I probably told her that because I don't know. She's here.
Well, now you did. If you didn't, it's out there.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's out there.
So that's what's happening. Yeah. And God bless me with her. Her and David, they're doing so much out above what I thought they would do. I'm so blessed. I am.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Diamond. Diamond, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
All right, from Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York. Go to Beulah Church. My pastor's apostle, Wilbur Jones. He's also my grandfather. And yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing with us today. And certainly we look forward to sharing again and hearing more from you and seeing you in November.
Yes.
Okay, audience, number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Zora speaks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about the anthropologist and writer Zora Neale Hurston. I talk about her. Well, actually, it was a one-woman show. It was about the life of Zora Neale Hurston. I wrote mm-hmm. it. You know, it just talks about her life, trying to be somebody, be an anthropologist mm-hmm. and a writer in a man's world. Her fallout with Langston Hughes, her fall, not so much fallout, but her battle with Richard Wright. They didn't like her for some reason. She was a woman of, I don't know, I wouldn't say a feminist per se. It may be. You know, I don't know if there was such a word back then. But she was about writing the truth. I know Oprah Winfrey produced Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, she wrote about that, about how women were treated, the love relationship between older woman and a younger man. Zora change was part of my journey. Zora, after reading about her, I was surprised that I did not know anything about her. And at that time, I felt like I was very knowledgeable on Black history, Black facts, and Black everything. But when I found Zora, it was really because somebody told me about it. When I went to look for her in the library, she was a footnote. And I was like, wow. And then I started reading her biography and her book. I was like, why didn't I know about this? Why is she, mm-hmm. why her book got dust on them? You know? And I think Alice Walker brought her to life when she was reading about her and put a tombstone on her grave site. Zora taught me how to be me. Zora taught me it was okay that I didn't have perfect diction, that it was okay to walk the walk I walk and talk the talk I talk.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of me. I am descendant of the Gullah people, North and South Carolina. So during the Great Migration from the South to the North, we brought all that history up here to the North. And although I'm originally from Washington, D.C., you know, it was really deep when I was growing up in Washington, D.C. So when I'm talking funny, when I'm talking to a certain group of people, I'm not talking the English, I kind of felt ashamed. So I had to change my voice. But Zora was like, no, that is who you are. It's okay.
Right.
And she went on to write many plays and what have you. And some are being done now. But we're bringing that up. We're bringing that play up. We're having a reading sometime in February or March. And I definitely would like to come back on the show and talk about that.
Sure. Let's keep us posted.
Definitely keep us posted.
People don't know, like you said, a lot about, you know, Oprah made it kind of big with Their Eyes Are Watching God, but then that's just the big screen, and they don't really know. Now everybody's on this kick about the Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, but Zora Hurston, she was from a all-black town, and there was a lot of them a long time ago, and during her time period, there was a lot more than we talk about. And so I do encourage our listeners certainly to stay tuned and look forward to hearing more from you about Zora Speaks, and to look into it and investigate it for yourself, because it is so much more than what the screen shows, as you've elaborated on that as well. We do want our audience to know that, listen, Global Gospel MPT Enterprise, we will sponsor two people. Two people, because we want you to make sure that you are there in person for whose side are you on. And so our number is 619-924-0800. You have a few minutes. You can give us a call, 619-924-0800. And if perhaps you don't call in this week, I'll make the same announcement on next week if the Lord says the same. 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you. We want you to just give a shout out today to Deidre for all that she is doing for the community and for the culture as well. And I'm sure the Gullah Geechee story is a whole nother story in itself that you will have to come back and share with us. How land was taken from our people. That's another story. Yeah. And now everybody vacations there on all these private islands and stuff, but it really belonged to us first. And so watch your history. Read up on it. 619-924-0800. We are coming to the close of the hour. Is there something that we didn't quite share that you want to share, that you, or someone that you didn't shout out?
Yeah, I want to shout out to the people at the Black Experts Empire. I am part of their classes of marketing, or they bring out the best in you, and they have helped me really start the walk of branding. Whose side are you on? And Zora Speaks, and all the other things that I want to do for the community. Al Duncan, who heads it, Carmelita, who's the assistant, and just the members there. Shout out. I love you all. And also, please come and support us, WSAYO.org. Also, we are doing a fundraiser to have a nonprofit company so we can have ministries like this. And it's really focusing on changing the mentality of the youth that's coming into the world that is supposed to take care of us when we get old. we definitely need to change the mentality, okay? All right. So you go, who saw you on GoFundMe? Or call me, 646-481-1231, 646-481-1231, or the website WSAYO.org. That was a mouthful.
Okay, listen, audience, we want you to be a part of this. Certainly, we cannot stress that enough. And so as we look to close, you just mentioned about this next generation, this younger generation. What would you say to that young man, that young lady that is sitting in a classroom somewhere and they have hopes and they have dreams and perhaps they're in the inner city, perhaps they are a little disadvantaged. It doesn't look like it's going so well for them. They may have some family issues, some personal issues. What would your words of encouragement to be to them on this Saturday afternoon?
Hope, faith. It may sound corny and you may not know it now. Put God in your heart. Go to God first. Whatever you call your God, go to that person, go to God first. Put it in God's hand first. Pray. The answer will come. You'll be surprised. The phone will ring. Somebody will knock on your door. You got to save yourself before you save anybody else. And that was my problem. I had to look out for somebody else within my family, too. You can't do anything if you don't take care of yourself. Faith, God, hope.
Awesome. Awesome. You have to have hope. One caller. Caller, are you there? Would you like to say something? Hello? Would you like to say something? Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, certainly we know that this hour has really moved very quickly, and certainly we are grateful that Deetra Kelsey was able to share with us on today about all that she is doing for the culture, for the community, for God's kingdom. Whose side are you on? Listen, what are the dates again? November?
November the 10th through the 12th. At Salem United Methodist Church in Harlem.
All right. So
and you can go on the website. Yeah.
Please visit the website. Go ahead.
WSAYO.org. Or they can call me at 646-481-1231.
Okay. We look forward to seeing you there. We look forward to hearing from you in the future. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening in. If you've missed any part of this, we know that immediately following this episode, you can listen here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen on Apple iTunes. You can listen on Spotify. And you can also listen on Google Play. Listen, we want you to be encouraged. And certainly, we pray God's blessings on you, Deetra, and all that you do and all your endeavors. And certainly we know that the sky is the limit. And listen, your faith can take you further than anyone else can. Would you like to close us in prayer, or would you?
You could do that. I'd love to hear you do that. I love your voice.
All right. Again, thank you. And, you know, I think it's befitting that we conclude with Pastor Timothy Wright, who's on the Lord's side. Now, listen, this has nothing to do. This is not Deetra's choice or anything like that. This is me. I think it works well with the topic and what we've been talking about. That, listen, you have to make a decision. Listen, there's only two ways to go, right way or the wrong way. So listen, you have to make one. You have to make a choice. It's as simple as that. It may not always seem so simple, but that's the bottom line. The fight, the struggle is always, has been, and always will be between that of good and evil, because that's how it started in the garden, the knowledge of good and evil. With that being said, gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you that we had this opportunity today to share with this gift to ministry, gift to the community.
in the person of Deetra Kelsey. God, we ask that your blessings be continue to be on her life, that you bless her in the city, bless her in the field. God, that you bless her coming in and going out. God, that you give her the desires of her heart, God, that you let others be blessed by her, that as she's blessed, she continues to bless others, God, that you will put her on somebody's mind and somebody will remember her and someone will call her into her next area that she should be in life's journey, God. We thank you for every listener far and near in the north, the south, the east, the west, God. We thank you for everyone that is under the sound of our voice, God. We know today that there are many people that are listening, but God, we ask that you continue to touch them, continue to heal them, that you continue to deliver them, to save them, and set them free. We know that this is possible because of your son, Jesus the Christ. God, if we fail to ask anything on today, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer, and we've asked believing that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us if we walk upright. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Who's on the Lord's side?
Amen.
Pastor Timothy Wright. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen, you've been running and running, running for a long time. Your time is winding up, better make up your mind. It's late in the evening, sun is going down. Better get right, while it may be found. I want to know
where
who's on the Lord.
Ghost.